Winter walloped dozens of states over the past 24 hours, covering some 2,000 miles, maybe more. Most flights were canceled in Chicago. A casino in Oklahoma was damaged. Schools in Dallas, Texas, where the Super Bowl kicks off on Sunday, closed due to freezing rain. School kids love their snow days. Business owners and workers, usually not so much. The weather can take money out of the cash register or the pocketbook. In some cases, though, it can help people cash in. We talked recently about the impact of snowstorms on city budgets. All those dollars for snow removal. Today, we want to hear from the rest of you. If the sequence of storms is driving you broke, if you're laughing all the way to the bank, tell us your story. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. In Kansas, the governor declared a state of emergency yesterday. Bobby Lane is on the phone with us from there. He's the owner and chef of Chester's Chop House and Wine Bar in the waterfront neighborhood of Wichita. Like many Wichita businesses, they made the decision to close down yesterday. Bobby Lane, thanks very much for being with us tonight on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for having us.
And what does a lost day mean for you?
Well, it's always a consideration when you have weather like that. Kind of makes a decision for you, actually. It was a very perilous day yesterday with bad winds, low visibility, blizzard-like conditions. So the first thing paramount that comes to is a concern for the safety of our employees and our customers in navigating their way to the restaurant. So it's always a tough decision to make a decision to close for any reason in any business. But unfortunately. Or fortunately, you know, it was made a little bit easier yesterday before because of all of the devastating weather that we were dealing with.
Sure, I understand that. But if you did stay open, those people who could make it in, well, they'd love you forever.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, we did a little survey here locally. And first of all the major transportation systems were down and shut down. There were no buses running or anything like that. The other restaurants in our waterfront development, plus the other restaurants that we contacted, several others around town, were also closing and made their decisions even earlier than we did. Banks were down. The major the local schools were all closed down. So, I mean, it was a really devastating day. I don't know how many people would have been out and about moving on the roads themselves. I mean, I came in, you know, and dealt with closing up and buttoning up the restaurant to get ready for the storm. But, you know, and the traffic was very, very little on the road. I mean, the visibility was just terrible yesterday.
And business travelers who make up a good proportion of your clientele, they weren't arriving.
Well, that's true, too. You know, they canceled 6,000 flights nationwide yesterday. You know, the airport here closed at 7 o'clock in the morning yesterday. Oklahoma City was down, Kansas City, our other regional airports near us. So there didn't seem to be a plethora of people showing up yesterday, no matter what was going on, which was unfortunate and then directly attributed to the weather. And I know back east they've been dealing with this since before Christmas.
In
intervals, they keep getting affected by it.
Yeah, and it just depends on the pattern, I guess, and you could hope that you're not at the start of one. But I wanted to ask about the effect on your employees. Obviously, sure, it's important for you if you lose a day's business, but these people, a lot of them are, I assume, hourly.
Yeah, absolutely, and it does affect them. And again, that's one of the major decisions in making a decision to close would be how it does affect our employees. You know, vastly. Number one, from a standpoint of finance, absolutely. But if there's really no indication of business to come, and there's no indication of business coming, it would by far be a wasted trip for them to some extent, but a dangerous one at the most. So it's unfortunate in businesses you have to make decisions sometimes that are. You know, that benefit everybody, but and you know, falls on your shoulder sometimes to make that decision. So we looked at all angles of how it would affect our employees especially, and we thought of them from a safety standpoint far more than the little bit of business that we might have accumulated or done. All the reservations that we did have last night actually canceled.
All of them. All right.
Yeah, we had no reservations going into last night.
You open tonight?
We are. We're back to business, big business as usual. We woke up with a clear day today, very bitter cold still, but the roads are getting paved. There's a lot of debris on the side and stuff, but we're open and ready to go. You know, and it's a clear day. It's beautiful and sunny out, but very, very cold.
Well,
we're hoping people, if they are in town, will make their way to us.
Well, Bobby Lane, good luck tonight, and thanks very much for your time.
Neil, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bobby Lane owns Chester's Chop House and Wine Bar in Wichita, and, back open tonight, as he mentioned. We want to hear from you. How has the winter storm hit your pocketbook? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. We'll go next to Lonnie, and Lonnie's with us from Gulf Breeze in Florida.
Yes, hi there. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Well, I escort oversized loads. I go all over the country, and we were to pick up a load in Louisiana yesterday, but my driver had to get permits, you know, for the different states that we were going to have the load in, only to find out that the permit office in Michigan had to shut down. They were forced to leave their offices, and we weren't able to get our permits, so we had to stay another night, and we had to deal with another agency. So what should have cost us $100 ended up being $340 and an additional night.
So oversized loads, large pieces of construction equipment, double-wide trailers, that sort of thing?
Right, yes. This is a huge bulldozer that we were we're currently taking, and it was Louisiana going to Florida. So now we've lost a day of travel, you know, as well as the additional expense for the higher price permit. So, gotta love it.
You hope to get back on the road tomorrow?
We are actually rolling today. We were able to get the permits this morning from, as I said, a different agency. So we are rolling at this time, thankfully, but it affected us in Louisiana.
Well, good luck to you, Lonnie. Thanks very much for the call. Drive carefully.
All right. Thank you much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Many banks closed across Oklahoma Tuesday after the state banking commissioner, Mick Thompson, advised all state-chartered banks to shut down if weather conditions reached emergency levels. Oklahoma Community Bank, Spirit Bank, closed all 12 of their branches yesterday. Spirit Bank President Ted Cundiff was with the company 11 years. He said it was the first time he'd ever seen branches close all day due to the weather. Let's go next to this is Andrew. Andrew with us from Lawton, Oklahoma.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm very well, but I'm warm here in Studio 3A. What about you there in Lawton, Oklahoma?
Well, it's cold outside. I've got 19 degrees on my dashboard, and I'm stuck on a hands-free device. I hope you can hear me all right.
Yeah, I can hear you well. What's your business? How you doing?
Very good, very good. This storm has kind of brought some money to me because I do heat air. When the weather drops really cold, people fix those heaters, you know. They got to have it. You can sweat in the summertime a little bit, but in the wintertime, you've got to have that heat on. So it's got me busy.
So it's kept you busy. Have you been having people on overtime as well?
I'm a one-man operation, and I haven't had too much. It's late enough in the season that all the stuff that's left over from last year has been fixed. But we're looking steady.
Well, that's, I guess, a windfall for you. So congratulations, and again, try to stay warm.
I am. Thank you.
Well, here's an email from an anonymous emailer because her husband might hear. How has the weather affected my bottom line? I've been stuck at home and have had way too much time to look at those shopping websites I usually ignore. I'd prefer not to give my name or city as my husband occasionally listens to the program. Let's go next to Eric. Eric with us from Sacramento.
Yes.
Hi, Eric. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
How's it going? Like one of your previous callers, instead of being a pilot car driver, I'm actually a truck driver. And because of all the winter storms, I was lucky that I didn't get caught. I haven't gotten caught in any of them. But it's definitely shortening my run that I would normally take.
So fewer miles equals fewer dollars.
Fewer miles equals less pay, but still not at home.
And still not at home. You're calling from Sacramento. Where is home for you?
I actually live in Manteca.
In Manteca?
Manteca, California. It's actually 50 miles. I just came from there.
And you're on your way to where?
I'm going to Chico and then to Nebraska.
And then
I'll probably hit the storm.
It sounds like you will. Please be careful.
All right.
Here's an email from Kate in Wisconsin. Our little town of Rib Lake, Wisconsin, has built and maintains an extensive cross-country ski trail system over 50 kilometers that runs through school forests and private property. It's free to the public, but we have donation boxes at the trail access points. We love all the snow as it brings people out to our trails and money in the donation boxes. We use this money to improve and groom the trails. So good snow year helps to ensure that our free public trail system will remain open and groomed for everyone to enjoy. We here in Rib Lake all have a good reason to be happy about the snow. Let's see about this is Janet. Janet with us from Norman, Oklahoma. Excuse me.
Hi.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm cold.
I bet you are. What business are you in?
I'm in the zoo business, actually.
And how is the zoo business doing?
Well, it's actually quite devastating because the animals, of course, still expect to be fed and taken care of in sub-zero temperatures, and we rely on a lot of food donations. So not only can we're near a state resort outside of a city, so employees couldn't get into work yesterday, and then we picked up a lot of food from in town. Well, a lot of those businesses weren't open and didn't have food, and so it was quite a creative day yesterday coming up with food for the animals.
And are they all able to keep warm enough?
They are. They actually, we've got heaters going full blast and we're prepared for it, but it's a challenge. It certainly is. And they, they don't have a choice. So it's a tough life.
Well, most of the,
or something.
You'd think that most of the animals that would be most sensitive to the weather would spend the winter mostly inside anyway.
Yeah, they do, but they still get cabin fever, and we're not used to temperatures this cold, so our heaters, it still doesn't keep it, quite at the temperature we'd like to, but they do okay, and then there's a couple of the animals that absolutely are like, finally, somebody brought in some great weather for us, so there's some that love the cold weather.
Who would those be?
The lynx and the foxes, they love the cold weather.
And who is your biggest challenge?
Probably the primates and the monkeys, yeah.
Well, Janet,
actually, I take that back. It's the employees and the people because it's so hard on them to get around. So it's the two-legged species that are difficult.
I would point out they are primates. Monkeys, I will reserve comment. Janet, thanks very much. Stay warm.
Thank you.
We're talking about how the winter is affecting people's businesses around the country. A sequence of storms in the Northeast and a big bad one throughout much of the Midwest and the Plain States yesterday. 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation coming to you from NPR News. Let's go next to this is Ralph, and Ralph's with us from Beloit in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hi, Ralph. How's it going for you?
Well, I'm a letter carrier. We got out late today because we had a drive to work just as the blizzard was ending, and mail trucks were late, but we're out here doing it. And as far as the impact, lots of snow and ice and clumsy gloves means a little bit overtime. So actually, there's a little bit more, money in the envelope at the end of the week.
As you mentioned, it's a little slippery. It's a little dangerous out there, though.
But I tell you what, the city of Vallejo, they did a really good job clearing the streets and that, and almost everybody shoveled already. I'm really amazed because we've got 12 inches of new snow on top of 6 inches of old snow, and it really, we'll get it done.
It sounds like Beloit, though, is probably pretty used to this sort of thing.
Right. They did, like I say, they really were on top of the storm.
Well, Ralph, good luck, and as mentioned to other people, please be careful.
Okay. One thing I like, as a Green Bay fan, the temperature in Dallas is 4 degrees colder than here in southern Wisconsin.
You would take note of that.
Right, for those of us who could make it to the Super Bowl with the Packers.
Appreciate the phone call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go next to, this is Gary. Gary with us from Bernie, Texas.
Yeah, hi, Neil. I don't know if you've had any calls yet from Texas, but because of the cold in Texas, they've got rolling blackouts. And they last about 20, 30 minutes, and then the power comes back on. And we've got an online business. We're a publication called the Caretaker Gazette, and we get most of our orders coming through our website. So you can imagine with rolling blackouts through Texas, that's had a real negative effect on our business.
And it's all throughout the state?
Throughout the state, 22 million people in Texas are affected by these rolling blackouts.
And just for 20 minutes every once in a while, your electricity goes off?
Two to three hours, they shut off the power throughout Texas. I mean, it's not all at once. They'll hit Dallas, Houston. We're in the San Antonio area here, and they shut the power down about every 2 to 3 hours for about 20, 30 minutes. And, of course, we're doing our business online on our website, and most of our orders for the Caretaker Gazette come right through our website, and so when it goes down, when you lose power for an online business, it really has a negative impact on the business.
Well, Gary, we hope they get that straightened out as soon as they can.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Let's go next to Michelle. Michelle's calling from Buffalo.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a critical care nurse. I worked overnight, and I was watching the weather feverishly all night long. And my fear was that I wouldn't be able to go home because my relief workers would not show up. So that's a big deal. You certainly can't abandon your patients. And one of my other problems is my daughter's school was canceled, but I had to work, so that's always an inconvenience.
And arranging daycare at the last minute or finding some way to take care of your children, that's always a problem.
Oh, no, not easy. Found a very nice aunt to take care of her.
Well, that's good. And everybody's okay?
Oh, everybody's fine. The storm was overblown. That's a bad word. But we were expecting 12 or 14 inches here in Buffalo, and we got 4. So I guess we're happy.
Well, for Buffalo, that's a dusting.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Michelle, thanks very much for the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck to you. This is an email from Dan. I live in St. Louis, and since most of my coworkers haven't been able to make it into work the last few days, I've already put in 16 hours of overtime. I'll be working 8 more hours additional tonight. I may not be getting much sleep, but the paycheck sure will be nice. So we thank all of you who emailed and called. We're sorry we couldn't get to all of your calls. And again, it's going to be dangerously cold out there in many parts of the country. I know I'm supposed to fly to Minneapolis tonight. Good luck with that. We'll see what it's like, but everybody be careful out there. I'm Neil Conan. It's going to be Mary Louise Kelly who will be with you tomorrow with a look at the black history of the White House. We'll see you again on Monday. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.